Good morning, sir. Let's see who's going to come up. Okay, the Honorable Mr. Johnson will say what you need, sir. So just hang on, sir.
I can barely hear you.
And we can barely hear you. Let me run this up a little bit and then we and I talk and see if we can. Then Mr. Johnson will take over, but can you hear me better now, sir? Can you turn yours up a little bit, sir?
I did.
You did? I know mine's up as well. Can you hear me better now, sir?
Yes.
Okay, I just need to put a microphone up and get a little bit of stress and put me to talk with these guys talking to you, sir. So just hold on, sir.
Okay. Good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
I'm all right.
Good. Could you please state your name and your ADC number for us for the record?
Christopher D. Bell, 252-798.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce the board members to you this morning who will be conducting your hearing, okay? To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, we have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Also with us, sir, representing the Department of Correction, as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Turner. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes.
On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself.
Okay. At this time, sir, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Mr. Bell, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. So you have one allegation listed on your warrant. I am going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes.
Okay. The allegation on the warrant states that you violated the Arizona condition of supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to establish residence at Transitional Living Community, TLC, located at 749 West 2nd Street in Mesa, Arizona, as verbally directed by CCO Jesse Adler on or about June 28, 2018. The offender's whereabouts are unknown. Thus, he's absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay. All right, then, sir. Based on the admission of Mr. Bell, I move to find that he was illegal as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Agree.
Okay, motion by myself. I believe that was Mr. Neal's second.
Yes, sir.
Second by Mr. Neal. Agree, Mr. Quinones, Ms. Rittenhouse, Dr. Wright. I'll mark a couple of things up here. Okay, so we're going to go on to phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then we're going to come back to you, sir, and get any additional information from you that we need, okay? Mr. Brown? All right, Mr. Turner, go ahead.
Mr. Bell was released from ADC custody on 6/27/2018. And arrested on 7/19/2018 by Tempe PD. No new charges are noted. He's returned back to ADC custody on 7/19/2018 with an adjusted CCD of 10/10/2018 with 83 absconding days. Current conviction, 2016, aggravated taking identity in 1 year. 2018, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2017, sorry, apologize. Prior convictions, 2010, armed robbery, 4 years, 6 months. This is his second term in ADC, with a CUIR score of 3.3. mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. No STG information is noted. 2013, TIS release, arrested, revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrest, 2005, marijuana violation, Arizona adjudicated delinquent. Has a GED score of G4, V5. At the time of his contact with PD, Tempe Police Department responded to an incident at Tempe Beach Park, resulting in the offender being taken to the Scottsdale Hospital and then to Tempe Jail.
Mr. Attorney, you said what the incident was, or just...
It didn't say what the incident was, it just said it was an incident.
Okay, Mr. Brown, I'm going to go over some information with you. I see that when you were released, you approved to reside at TLC at 749. You didn't have any other residence that was discussed or approved. So, how come you didn't report to TLC?
Well, actually, I went there and I did go through the motions, and I just was telling them that I told my parole officer that I've been through the halfway house program before and I was unsuccessful, and I told him the TLC was one of the harder ones and that I didn't think I was able to be successful. And so I went there, and once I seen their regulations, I even told the halfway house person that I didn't think I was going to be able to do it. And that's when he said he didn't care, and then he would do it.
So why did you contact the PO, Mr. Bell?
I didn't contact him because I did. I told him this beforehand, and I told him I had a plan of going to a nonprofit organization lady, and that she was going to help me get my ID and a few things. Few other things that she also had, like a housing set up with some lady named Mary, trying to get people off the streets, and I just spaced it, and I didn't go directly to him. I was trying to get a few things done before he was gone, because or send me to an inpatient, which that's what he said he was going to do if I got discharged from TLC.
So what were you doing for those 83 days that you were actually in the stomach, sir? Did you relapse and start doing drugs or what?
I did show up there off of drugs, but those 83 days I was on the street, and my sister was also on the street, and I was pretty much just spending time with her. She had also just got out of Perryville.
Uh-huh. So what kind of drugs were you using?
I even had a gun. And I told him that when he asked me, and I told him I was going to lie to him, and that I did have a plan, and I had an address that was denied before that. He said he went to that address, and that it was, that he couldn't find it. And it was not there, but I had been writing this address from prison for months before I got out. And I came with another address, and he said that was not possible. I had to go to TLC, and that TLC wasn't just a way to get out of prison, that it was the acceptance that I had, and that's where I had to go.
Okay.
But he would have known exactly where I was if he would have even listened to me a little bit. I thought the address was me and everything, but it didn't seem like he wanted me to have a say that I was going to do what he wanted me to do if I was going to be successful or not.
All right. So what happened in Tinku Park when you was taken to the hospital and then subsequently arrested?
I got shot. My thigh went on. I was riding my skateboard past the parking lot.
And so why did you go to jail?
I'm not sure that the officer said he wouldn't have arrested me if they would have kept me overnight, which they did. They didn't. They discharged me rather quickly, and he said that was the reason he arrested me. But, yeah, I'm still having a problem with that now. Like, I haven't been paying for it, and they haven't taken the bullet out. The hospital said to come back within 2 weeks to get it checked out, and I'm in here, so I don't think they're following up on it. They're not really doing much for it in here.
So, who shot you?
I'm not positive. Like I said, I was riding by a parking lot out there at Chippy Town Lake, and I was hit while I was skating, and I didn't even realize it at first. And I heard the noise, and felt it, but I wasn't sure what it was. Then my sister was there, and I had her go to the fire department because nobody there had a phone, and she knew or I knew.
Okay. All right, Mr. Bell, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you, sir. Mr. Quinones.
Yes, real briefly. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Just a quick question, and that is that are you saying that when you were shot, you were taken to the hospital, and the officer ran your record and found that you were an absconder, and that's how you got arrested?
Yes.
Okay, and they got the bullet in your leg?
Yes, it's still in there, and it's sitting on, like, the back of my thigh.
Did they explain to you again?
I can barely even sit up with it.
I'm asking just maybe out of more curiosity, but did they explain to you why they left the bullet in you?
They said that it didn't hit it didn't hit. It went and passed through and didn't hit any critical tissue or anything in my leg. I'm not sure why they left it in there because I can feel it like touching the back of my skin. I don't know why they left it in there. I think I was supposed to go back for a checkup because what I heard is the bullet will find its way to where it wants to come out, and then I think you have to have it cut out. I'm not sure.
Okay.
It was the first time I had a good shot, so I didn't know.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Bell.
Well, go ahead, Mr. Whitehouse.
I just have a question for Mr. Turner, and that's just to verify the sentence end date, because we were showing January 1st, 2019, and I think you gave October 10th, 2018. I just want to verify which one is correct.
You would be correct, it would be 19.
It says 19.
Yes, I apologize.
That's all right, no big deal. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Okay, Mr. Bell, the board's coming up on the conclusion of the hearing, sir. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself?
I think I'm sure enough, but I did have a plan when I was getting out, and I still do. This time it's a little bit different. I plan on going to Crossroads, whether it's right now when I get out or after 19th and Ocotillo. I didn't mean to abscond. I just felt like the PO that I was given, my parole officer, was, I don't know, maybe judgmental of me or had something against me or he had a plan for me that I didn't think I would be successful with. And I also got 10-10 on my thing, and so you understand that it's January, not October.
That's January 1st.
Here's to this. Mine says January 1st, yeah. That's just next to Mr. Wesley. I mean, Mr. Wesley, Mr. Turner.
Okay. Yeah, that's the my question.
Correct. With the abscond days, I am showing a community supervision end date of January 1st, 2019.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Turner.
Yes, I'd like to clarify a couple of things. The first address that he was talking about, that he said he had an address and that the PO couldn't find it, that is not correct. The PO did find it, no one was home, he left several messages and they never returned any calls. The second address that he, the TLC address, is the address that he applied for and was approved to get out of prison on. So it wasn't the PO putting him in TLC, that was his approved address he utilized to get out of prison.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Bell, the board's going to go into discussion. So while the board's in discussion, I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone so you can hear the discussion taking place. I need you to remain silent while the board's in discussion. We will make a determination while the board's in discussion. If they get a conversation, we'll be able to make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate the under community supervision, okay? All right, the board is now going into discussion. Mr. Bell says that he doesn't do good in halfway houses, so he did go to TLC and I was talking to him, and then when they told him about the rules, then he felt as though he wouldn't be successful there. So he left there and said his sister was also homeless and living on the street, had recently been released from prison herself, and he was just spending some time with her out there on the streets. After he had talked to a nonprofit program that he wanted to go into, and he was trying to get set up to do that and get located. He said he didn't contact his PO because he knew that there were some issues and that he had been violated. So subsequently, he said he was stayed through Tempe Park and was shot in the leg by an unknown person. Unknown what the incident was that occurred there. His sister went and got the paramedics, and through conversation, he was later taken to the hospital, released, and then taken to jail for the absconding warrant. I think that Mr. Bell did say that he had relapsed and did use some meth while he was out there on the street. He was out on community supervision in 2013 and was arrested and revoked at that time. I think based on all of the information that we have, because of his previous release in 2013 where he was arrested and revoked, the fact that he absconded for 83 days as an absconder, didn't make any effort to contact his PO, and the fact that he did relapse and start back to using illegal drugs, to wit, man, I don't think that Mr. Bell is a good candidate to be released again by community supervision. He will be released and he won't have any community supervision on January 10, 2019, which is about 5 months away. I think if he takes that time and get himself together, work on a plan, when he gets released, he'll be a productive citizen, not only going into contact with law enforcement again. That's my opinion. I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. I would just add for the record that if he was indeed picking up with his sister, who was released from prison, he should have had approval from his parole officer to do that as well. So, thank you, sir.
So, no other comments coming for the board. I'm going to move to revoke community supervision of Mr. Bell, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, and had lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed. Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, and Dr. Wright. Mr. Bell? Sir, the board is ready to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on January 10th of 2019, which is about 5 months from now. At that time, you won't be on any parole or any community supervision. Sir, we want to wish you the best and hope that your leg heals up and that you're able to work with the CO3 there to come up with a plan so that when you're released, you won't be having any negative contact with law enforcement again, sir. Thank you, Mr. Bell, for participating in your hearing. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you.